still think the keyboards are my favorite part of that opening intro. As we're sitting here both adjusting our volume on the mixing board.
Levels.
What in the world is happening?
I don't know. Somebody came
Maybe
in here.
Maybe it's this? I think it's here. Is it here? All right.
Well, yeah, I need that for my earphones.
Somebody messed with our stuff. Anyway, it doesn't matter. All right. Episode 117, Rob.
117.
117.
Coincidentally enough, today is the 17th.
And what is April 17th?
It is my birthday.
Ta-da!
It's the day of my birth.
I'm going to hit a random sound effect button.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded
birthday,
like.
That's the birthday.
That's what it sounded like when you were born.
Yeah.
That's your birth sound.
That's what it sounds like.
All right. So we've done Christmas stuff before. What was, if you recall, or, you know, I have no idea, you know, do you have a favorite birthday present from years past?
Oh, gosh.
I know. Christmas is a little bit easier to remember. Like, oh, when I got the bike. Present. Oh, when I got the BMX. You know, like. But any favorite birthday?
Yeah, I think. Oh, I don't know. I can't remember if it was birthday or Christmas.
Well, do you remember what you said on the Christmas podcast?
That's what I'm trying to remember. If I already told that one.
Yeah,
it was a guitar. It was the first electric guitar I ever got. But I can't remember if it was for Christmas or.
I still have it. I don't think you told that story. I don't think.
It was my father bought me from Rhythm City, which is a local business in Atlanta.
Ooh, foreshadowing.
Doesn't exist anymore, but okay. Rhythm City, and I got a blue to black sunburst Stratocaster Plus.
It's got to be a Fender Strat. That's kind of like the universal first guitar. Yep.
Still have it.
Okay. Do you ever play it? Or no?
All the time.
You favor other guitars?
No, I play it all the time.
Okay, wow. That's your favorite? Okay, love it.
Yeah, but I've since kind of become, because I got that Les Paul, I've got a Gibson, and I prefer the Gibson.
You're a Gibson guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I like them both. They sound different, but as far as like playability is concerned, I do prefer the Gibson.
Okay. Does your Gibson go out of tune easier than the Fender? Okay, no.
Easier than
I'm starting to, because you know how we got those Gibsons from Gary or whatever that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm starting to understand why he changed all of his tuning pegs.
Yeah.
Because man, after one song, it's like, dude, this baby is. Well, if you way don't have,
you,
tune,
do so. You do you not have locking?
They're not. It didn't come with locking.
Yeah.
So it just kept with the.
So know, the Strat that I have has a Floyd Rose tremolo system, and it's got the locking tuning pegs up top. So it does. It does stay in tune pretty well. But you work that whammy bar and it'll go out of tune.
Yeah. yeah. All right. Well, happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Of course. That is a little bit of a segue in terms of Rhythm City. Rhythm City? Is that what it was?
I have three things showing up at my house. This is unplanned.
Wait, what's happening?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay. We just did a hard left.
I have three three birthday presents to myself. I gave to myself that are showing up at the house today from three different vendors, which I didn't time.
You didn't plan.
And they're all supposed to be delivered today.
Okay. Amazing.
Are you ready for the three things?
Couldn't
be more random.
I would love to hear the three things.
Okay. Are you ready?
Is one of them coming from Amazon?
One of them is coming from Amazon.
Okay. All right. What's the Amazon gift to yourself?
In support of...
I'm not ashamed to buy my own
In support of the Goldman family, I'm going to read the OJ... If I Did It book.
What?
I ordered it. Because they've come out and said, you know, all the sales from that book go direct to the Goldman family.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forget who the publisher was, but at first they said, and the judge said, nope, can't publish the book.
Yeah.
When he first wrote it.
Yeah.
Then they reversed that decision and said, actually, you can publish the book, but all the proceeds go to the Goldman family.
Okay.
And so obviously the juice passed away.
Yeah. Narrator voice since last we recorded the juice.
Yeah. The juice is squeezed.
Yeah.
As they say. So I ordered the book. I just ran him on a whim. I know.
It's kind of the ultimate double jeopardy slap in the face, right? The whole like, I didn't do it, but if I did, how I would have done it.
It is the admission of guilt. Yeah. I mean, it just is. Sorry, OJ fans, but
yeah. Well,
I would not have ordered it if it wasn't going to the.
Well,
to their families,
there is some interesting things too, where I guess the executor said, "Hey, no money's going their way," and then
but he immediately
turned to it was like, "Okay,
why
would
he say like I don't
know. Who knows? I don't know, man. The world's a crazy place."
All right, so that's number one.
Is a book. Okay, I'm not surprised that you got yourself a book.
Yeah,
I like that,
and that's just a good, dare I say, juicy read.
Ooh,
that's an easy just vacation read.
Well,
you know
played.
What I mean?
Like, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Like,
you don't have to think.
Yeah. Just consume.
So that's one. The other thing is a pair of shoes.
Okay.
I have a little bit of a shoe fetish.
Yeah.
I have way too many shoes.
What kind of shoe? Is it an existing brand?
It's an existing brand.
That you already have?
I already have a pair of them. Okay. In fact, I'm wearing them right now.
Okay, but you bought a second pair?
But I bought a second pair.
Of the exactly same shoe?
Nope, different color.
Okay.
Same shoe, different color.
All right. Well, I love Adidas. I'm an interrupter thing, you know, and as soon as I find the one that I love, boom, I immediately go buy a second pair.
Yeah.
And put them in the closet. Because I know when I go to buy new
they won't have any more.
Exactly.
That's what I found these, and it's this random brand called Vessi, V-E-S-S-I.
Okay.
And this was like a random Instagram
ad.
Yeah, that I was like, what?
The reason
that I bought them was because I didn't have a pair of sneakers that are rain proof. Okay.
Got it.
And just for dog walking and everything. Yeah. I'm always like, I don't have any rain.
I don't have good dog walking in the rain.
So I got these, not knowing if they'd be comfortable or not. They are super comfortable.
Really? Much so that you love them that you bought another
pair? I bought another pair in black. Incredible. So now I have a black and gray.
Did you buy them direct from the manufacturer, though?
Direct from the manufacturer.
Direct from Vessi.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that they sell them on Amazon. I don't know. Anyway.
All right. And then number three, drum roll, please.
Number three is a new golf club.
Okay.
I bought a Cleveland 60-degree wedge.
You have been playing a lot more golf, as I've learned to listen to. You and Kyler are talking in the office.
I have. I'm trying to play more golf.
Yeah, it seems like you're playing every weekend.
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
It's a
60-degree wedge?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I don't know what that means because I'm not a golfer. I mean, I know but I don't know.
Here's when you use that club. Yeah. That's like, oh, I'm in a sand trap.
Okay, I'm in the bunker.
Okay, and that's to get out of the bunker. Okay. And so a lot of people play, like I have a 56-degree wedge. Okay. But a lot of people have a 56, a 58, a 60, so on and so forth.
That, like, one little degree makes all the difference.
Well, it's actually two degrees.
Yeah, well,
Yes, that's correct. It does. I mean, does it? I don't know. But the problem is you go out and you play around and you have a horrible, horrible day hitting out of the sand, and then you immediately buy a brand new golf club.
Yeah.
A pair of shoes, a book, and a golf club. Well, happy birthday to me.
Those are three awesome gifts, you know? I'm going to call it better than like a vacuum. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with vacuums, but like, hey, those are all three things.
Yeah, they're all enjoyable.
That you will enjoy. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
It isn't like old man maintenance stuff. Yeah. You know, like, oh, I got a new hip for my birthday.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. So, well, that's exciting. Well, that's hopefully.
And I'm going to eat dinner from a local business, local restaurant called Glide Pizza.
Okay. Glide.
Yeah, and the most important thing you need to know about Glide Pizza, and this is a nice dovetail into what we're going to talk about.
Land this plane.
So Glide Pizza first came on my radar because on my way home, there is an outpost of Glide Pizza right by the Beltline.
Okay.
And it started, and it's just a walk-up window.
Oh,
like there's no, there wasn't just a counter. Counter.
Now, is it the slice? Just get a slice to go?
You can get slices or you can get
a whole pie.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
I don't think it started that way. I think it started as just slices because it was a walk-up spot on the Beltline. Makes but I sense. Noticed it because I really liked the logo.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. It's like a slice of pizza, like a paper airplane kind of thing. Right. So I looked it up, and it was done by a local designer who you may know of, a guy by the name of Brian Steely.
Okay.
Shout out Brian Steely, who does a ton of work for a lot of the bands.
Yes.
He does a lot of band work, band posters, gig posters, and stuff like that. Has a really cool style that he's kind of known for. And he does a lot of really cool stuff. And anyway, I was like, oh my gosh, he did the Glide Pizza logo. And to boot, the pizza's good.
Yes.
So I'm going to have Glide Pizza for dinner.
Dude, that's awesome.
So those are my birthday plans. So how does that dovetail into what we're talking about? We thought it would be nice to think about and have a discussion around launching a local business. And from a marketing standpoint and perspective, what are some of the critical things that you need to do in order to set yourself up for success as a local business?
Steps to take from a marketing perspective, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would say, I'll go ahead and kick it off.
Kick it off. I'm sure we got a lot of the same things, but I think we'll just jam on this.
But I think the very first thing you need is a strong visual identity.
Yeah.
For whatever it is. So I think the Glide Pizza is a great example.
Yeah, got you.
Yeah, whether you're a restaurant or whether you're a shoe store or an alterations place, it is, I think it's critical to spend the resources, time, and effort in order to develop a strong brand identity.
Yeah. Well, pizza is you know, it's a commodity, right?
Yeah.
I mean, pizza is pizza is pizza, but it's not.
Right.
It's not, because you definitely have those multi tiers of, you know what I mean? You're like, okay, Sbarro, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
CC's.
Domino's, CC's, Marco's, you know, like when you start thinking about it, you're like, yeah, there's pizza everywhere, but no, not all pizza's the same.
No.
You know?
No. And there's a lot of, you know, in a market like that, it's like, yeah, you're going up against massive chains, right? You're going against mom and pop things.
Sure,
you're going
sure.
against all kinds. And you've got, you know, there's several brands out there that, like a Mellow Mushroom is obviously a big local brand. And they've done a really good job.
Yeah, they just rebranded too, actually.
They just
did
a rebrand.
Their new logo,
And they're just leaning into the woo, you know, which they always have, which
is great. Acid Trip, crazy colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So I think a strong brand identity. None of this, like, you know, 99 cent logo online.
Fiverr special.
Don't do that. Go find a good designer or a good firm that can do the work for you and do something and come up with something strong, because you're going to have to live with it for a long, long, long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's funny, but the first thing on my list actually as a designer was not the design, as you mentioned, not a strong Viz ID. My first thing was communicating your point of differentiation, right? Like, you have to spend time to think, why am I better or different, right? Or
you,
so let's pick on pizza, right? We're talking about pizza, right? It's I'm a new pizza place, but I'm going against these big multi-billion dollar things that, you know, and the competition there really is convenience, right? Like, oh, I can just order this on my phone and it'll be here in a half hour, right? It's not like you're pitting pizza against pizza. You have multiple layers of competition, right? And sometimes competition isn't necessarily someone who does exactly the same thing. It's just contextual relevancy or time or whatever the case may be, right? So you kind of got to answer the question, why you? Like, what is your point of differentiation? Why are we a better cleaner? Why are we a better pizza maker?
Yeah.
Why are we a better accountant? Like what is the spiel? What's your thing that makes you different?
Yeah, you got to lean into what you do best, right?
Yeah.
So again, with pizza, if you think about like Antico, you know,
no
frills, no nothing.
I
mean, it is all about the oven and the authentic nature of the pizza.
They did not spend, the least amount of possible on furniture.
You don't get to pick
decor.
You don't pick your toppings.
Yeah, exactly.
We make five pizzas or four pizzas or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And for my money, it's
the best pizza.
Probably the best pizza in town.
Yeah, absolutely.
Outside of Italy.
Yeah.
Really. But yeah, I mean, that is, we are authentic and we do a handful of things and we do them very, very well.
Yeah.
No frills.
Yeah, yeah. Not cheap either.
Not cheap.
Right.
Gotta pay for quality.
Yeah, exactly. Versus Domino's, which is, hey, their entire new ad campaign right now is, hey, guess how much this meal is?
Yeah.
And it's all people saying, oh, it's going to be this, that, and whatever. And no, it's only $19.
Yep.
You know, and people are freaking
out.
Or
CC's.
Right?
Well, I mean, that was always the...
Oh, my Lord. It was
$2.99
all-you-can-eat pizza bar.
Oh, God. Gross.
I know. How did we not end up with God knows what diseases from
that
place?
This is a random side note, but I remember... I think I made a... I know I made a comment about it on social media years ago when... I think it was Domino's came out. I think it was Domino's came out with a whole campaign, and I was blown away by the dare I say stupidity of this campaign.
Which one was this? Pizzas were terrible. So
the
we
campaign
it,
was, hey, if you order a pizza and if for and we deliver it to you, and if for any reason,
this is Domino's.
We mess up the pizza.
Yeah,
you don't have to pay for your pizza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think this was Domino's.
That was the whole campaign. And it was like, I sat there and I was like, wait a minute. So you're telling me I'm supposed to be impressed by the fact that if I order a pizza from you and you
jacked
it up?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have to pay for it?
Yeah.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that, didn't that one dovetail, though, into
so
like...
So you're telling me you're going to screw up my pizza.
yeah, basically, basically.
Like, what?
But I feel like that thing dovetailed into the pizza insurance, right? Which was the whole life happens if you drop your pizza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If
your
pizza, we'll give you a new pizza for free or something like that. Do you remember that? It was like, that's what that turned into. So
that was crazy. I was like, wait a minute. This is a horrible.
Anyway, we.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Anyway, strong identity.
Yeah, so it's funny. The copywriter says strong identity, yep. and the designer says message. You know,
yep.
point of differentiation.
And I think identity involves the visual identity, the name of the place, all the things that go into that to the foundation of what you're going to be. Because you're gonna have to live with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So spend the time, money, and everything to do it.
Are we both going to say the same thing next, which is your digital life, right? Your website?
Yeah, I mean, your digital life is a good one. Of course, any more of that is the first impression on a lot of places, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, website's my next thing on my list, is which then quickly dovetails into SEO and local SEO, of course.
Yeah.
But like, you need to have, at the bare minimum, I tell clients this all the time, at the bare minimum, a brochure online.
Yeah, you got to have something.
You do not need full technology and complicated websites and things. You know, it depends on what your business is, of course, but like, you don't need to log in and check your shipping order, you know, but like, you need to at least start with, you need a website so people can check the box and go, oh, this is a real place. You
know, now, I would say this though, if we're still talking about pizza, which we're not limited to pizza, obviously, but
sure.
But if Antico didn't have a website, I would be totally fine with that.
You know what? Damn it. You bring up a good point.
Right? I mean, if their strategy is, you know what? No. Like,
okay. But at the very minimum, they do have, and I know that they do have a Google My Business.
You've got to have that so that I know what the hours of operation are.
Correct. At
a bare minimum, I have to know when you're open.
Yeah. Exactly. And a lot of time that has the menu on there.
Yeah.
And
sure.
You know, from a local SEO perspective, it's all about reviews, right?
So well, it's going to be like, I've got reviews on my list.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, well then that dovetails into whatever you want to say about reviews. But like, you know, your website can literally be one page. It can be one page parallax something, but you need to, in previous podcasts, we talked about, you got to claim your own digital real estate.
Right? Yeah.
Part of that is going to be the Google My Business and that whole page and then all that stuff.
So the obvious thing to talk about is the fact that if you are a new business and a new small local business, the first challenge is getting people in the door, right?
Yeah.
Unless you are a franchise of a larger operation, like a Subway sandwich chain or something like that, and you have the power of the brand behind you and people already know it, you got to get people in the door. So how do you get people in the door? And there, you know, you need to think about promotions. You need to think about signage. You need to think about referral programs.
Yeah.
You need to think about, you know, social media, right? And sort of geo-targeting and all of these things in an effort to get people in the door. And then once they're in the door, how do you get them to become ambassadors and start to spread the word?
Yeah. Oh my God, I had the greatest sandwich down there.
Oh my
there.
Gosh.
We're going there for lunch tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a coupon card. Go give this to, you know, I mean, Chick-fil-A always hands out the sandwich cards.
Yeah.
And things
I've got
like
more free chicken sandwich cards than I know what to do with.
Do you really?
I do.
Still?
Yeah. Yes.
Why?
We're given them by a friend of ours who works at Chick-fil-A. So, and I never use them because I never have them on me and I'm a horrible. Well,
you need to hand some of those things out.
I'll bring them into the
office. You need to keep them in the glove compartment.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
So you got to get people in the door, right? Digital presence is a big one. You can accomplish a lot with your digital program, right?
Yes.
You can get reach. You can get awareness. You can get promotions and couponing and all that kind of good stuff. Cause that's really it is what lure am I going to use to get people to bite?
Now you mentioned social. I didn't put social on my list cause social to me is one of those, like, don't start it unless you can fully support it and maintain it and nurture it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. And that's true.
It's funny as guys that own an advertising agencies, you know, our agency, we've mentioned multiple times to startup companies, don't advertise. Don't do that. You know, don't advertise as a brand new company unless you can literally sustain it and support it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to blow a bunch of money on one ad over here, one ad over there, mm-hmm. or, you know, 2 weeks of this and then you shut it down. That does nobody any good. That's a total waste of money. Like, spend that money somewhere else. Spend that on a referral or, you know, one of the other programs that you had mentioned, you know, promotion and whatnot, right? So social, everybody wants to rush to it because it's like, oh my God, I've got to have a Facebook and this and that. But it's like, my advice is don't do that unless you can really support it.
Yeah.
And guess what? Once that train's rolling, man, you can't stop it. And it's like, it happens fast. You know, tomorrow comes a lot faster than you think it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
you know, and all of this that we're talking about, by the way, is on top of whatever you're doing for your actual business.
Right.
Like whatever, you know, this is all just the marketing aspect,
you know,
getting attention, you know, getting people in the front door.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta pay for search, right? You gotta do I mean, you just have to.
Yeah.
If you know, and it can get expensive depending on the sandbox that you're playing in.
Yeah.
But people have to be able to find you.
Or you pay for an SEO program.
Yeah. Or you do both. I mean, yeah. A lot of companies do both.
Yeah, for sure.
But you gotta show up to the party.
Yeah.
If you want people to party with you.
Yeah, no, it gets to be a lot really fast, I think, for a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of people starting up brand new things. And it's like, you know, nothing kills a bad product like great advertising, right? So correct. you still got to focus on what you do to begin with, what your first, you know, that what your love is or what the thing is, right? And this is all layered on top, and man, it adds up quick in terms of like man hours and time, things like that.
Right? Which is why I think it's smart to identify the different avenues, but don't try and do everything at once.
Totally agree.
Right? It's pick an area of focus and say, okay, we're gonna focus on our digital presence, right? Mm-hmm. And to really take the time to then do that and do it well. It does come up from time to time where clients will come and go, yeah, I you know, a rep called me and I've got this great opportunity to do a one-off ad and da 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 da. And we always say it's a terrible idea.
It's a horrible idea.
Of course the rep is trying to sell you on that.
Yeah.
The one-off ad doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah.
You've got to be consistent in whatever lane that you're driving down.
Yeah.
You got to stay consistent and you got to keep doing it and reaching frequency.
Totally. Cardinal tenets.
Yeah.
The equivalent for us is constantly winning awards we didn't realize we entered into award shows. Congratulations. You won all these things.
Right.
You know, pay for your trophies.
Right. And pay for your trophy.
And pay for your sponsored ad and the whatever. And it's like, none of that means.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
So, yeah.
What else? That's basically my list was just that. It was, you know, point of differentiation, digital life. You know, you kicked us off with Viz ID. What do you have anything else on your list?
I mean, no, not really.
Yeah, there's package. It depends on what your industry is in terms of what your actual product
it does.
Is it a service or is it a thingamajiggy?
It does. You know? I mean,
because then obviously you need packaging, things like that. Right?
In general, you get as a new business, you get one shot.
Yeah.
Unless you're a Subway.
Yeah.
Or a franchise, and people are going to come back, and they're going to come back, and they're going to come back. But you get one shot, and so you better make it count from everything from a. Is the store clean?
Yeah.
Does it right to the customer experience?
Yeah.
Are my employees doing everything correctly? To all of these things.
The most important thing in the world is the customer experience, of course. We're bypassing some of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, and then encourage people to spread the word.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the key, right?
Well, I wish I remember who told me this many, many moons ago. I mean, we're talking almost 20 years ago now, but I have told this to numerous other people over the years. And that's why I wish I could credit whoever told me this, but and I'm sure you've heard me say this too. And you're like, what are you about to say? The starting a business is like growing ivy. Have you heard this? You heard me say this?
So.
Okay. Starting a business is like growing ivy, like ivy in your yard, like Boston ivy or whatever, right? Is first year it sleeps, second year it creeps, and third year it leaps.
Okay. Yeah.
And I remember I've told that to like our old veterinarian who started his office, you know, and then would bring the dogs in and they'd be like, oh my God, dude, I remember you telling me that, you know, that type of thing. Yeah. And that is, for me, that absolutely was sage advice in terms of that first year is a little sleepy. And that second year you start getting traction and momentum. And then if you can make it to that third year, I mean, you're
off and running.
You're basically off and running. And a year is a long time, but man, it also goes very quick.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's that old, you know, the days are long, but the years are short kind of, enigma or whatever you want to call it. So, that's the last thing I would tell people starting a business is like growing ivy.
Yeah. So. Well, I would say just to sort of start to wrap it up here. The good news is we can do a lot of these things for you.
What an excellent segue.
If you do have a new business that you're starting up.
Absolutely.
From the name to the identity to the marketing to everything else.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to learn more about how we can do all of these wonderful things for you, you can visit us online, of course, at mocktheagency.com or find us on all the socials. We're not hard to find.
Totally.
All right, everybody. Good luck in your new business, whatever it is.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.